Good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
And Hans is in the house.
Hans 来到我们当中。
Hans, 欢迎 Hans 回到我们当中。
So good to see him.
很开心见到他。
As you know that this week on the news you see a lot of problems in the world.
如果大家有关注国际时事的话，会看到最近呢有很多的战争，有很多的事情发生。
We see that there's a war in the Middle East.
我们看到在中东呢也发生了一些征战。
And Iran in the end time prophecy is quite important.
那么伊朗在这个末世的预言当中呢是有个很举足轻重的作用。
In the Bible, it will be called Persia or Elam.
那么在圣经当中呢是以波斯或者以兰来称呼、yeah. 来定义他们的。
And so, we don't need to know the detail, we just know that Jesus is coming back soon.
可能我们并不需要知道太多细节，但是我们相信我们主再来的日子近了。
If there's ever a time when Jesus can come back, it will be in this generation.
如果真的主会再来的话，我相信是会在我们这个世代再来，再回来。
Because with the technology that we have around the world, it enables the Antichrist to actually almost be a, act like a god.
那么就借助我们现今世界，我们看到各种发达的技术科技的话，那么如果敌基督出现，他是完全有可能来统治整个世界的。
And so more and more, with the help of technology, somebody can actually know exactly what's going on in your life, like God will.
所以借助现今的那种先进的科技技术，那么一个人是非常容易掌握你的任何的信息的。
So with the help of technology, the Antichrist can be omniscient, omnipresent.All powerful, omnipotent.
那么就是借助科技的帮助的话嘛，敌基督他就好像神一样，无处不在，无所不知。
Whether you believe it or not, we don't discuss it. That's entirely up to you.
那么不管你相信不相信呢，我们也不会有太多细节的讨论。
Whenever something happens in Israel, wake up.
那每次在以色列，特别在中东发生事情的时候，我们都要警醒。
And so something is happening.
那我们相信有事情在发生。
Our attitude should be not one of fear, but one of hope, looking forward to our Savior.
那么我们的态度不是出于恐慌恐惧，而是出于一种盼望，知道我们的主再来的日子近了。
And ask yourself this question: Am I ready?
那我们要问自己这个问题：我准备好了吗
？Ready for His coming.
我们为主的再来预备好了吗
？Now it may not be in our lifetime, maybe in another lifetime.
可能不会在我们这个我们的这个日子发生，可能在未来的那个日子发生。
The fact is, Jesus can come back anytime.
那么事实就是，耶稣在任何我们不经意的时间就会再来。
So we must always be ready.
所以我们一定要时刻准备好。
Ready to know that when He looks at us, when Jesus looks at us.
所以我们准备好，就当主见到我们的时候。
And when He talks to us.
主当我们对我们说话的时候。
We have.Nothing to be ashamed of.
那我们在他面前是毫无羞愧的。
We have no regrets.
我们没有任何的遗憾。
And when we see him,
当我们再见主的时候，
we see somebody that we've always longed for.
我们，当我们再见主的时候，我们见到是我们长久以来一直切慕要等候的那
位。In other words, we are ready.
换言之，我们是预备好的。
Now, sometimes you know in the busy time of life, you know, with all the problems that we've got, sometimes we forget what Christianity is all about.
很多时候在我们繁忙的生活当中被各种的事情所干扰的时候，我们忘记了我们作为基督徒，我们真正所我们的指望是什么。
Especially the modern Christianity, we forget what the gospel is about.
特别在我们现今时代的这个基督徒，我们就常常忘记了真福音真正关乎是什么。
There are far too many sermons and too many Christians that believe that when I become a Christian, my life will be better.
有很多这样的教导和教导，在圣经那些教导告诉我们，我们成为基督徒以后，我们的生活就变得越来越好了。
You show me one example in the Bible, in the New Testament, that someone's life, the earthly life became better. The earthly life became better when they become a Christian.
很多人相信说，当我们在成为基督徒以后，你在地上的日子呢，就变得更好了。
That's why today we hear too many false gospels.
所以现今在社会当中有很多这种错误的教导。
Because fundamentally the world hates God.
因为这个世界是恨恶神的，与神为敌的。
That's why before you became a Christian, you naturally reject God.
所以在我们成为基督徒之前呢，我们很自然本性是与神为敌，是敌对神的。
You don't have to be taught.
你不需要教导你，你都会恨恶神。
We naturally become with somebody who reject God or actually is angry or hate God. If there's such a thing.
我们本性里面有个东西，让我们就是敌对神、恨恶神、讨厌神的。
That is because our flesh.Our fallen nature.
那是因为我们堕落的本性，我们的肉体。
According to Romans chapter 8, is hostile to God.
根据罗马书的第八章所说，我们是与神为敌的。
Amen. And that's why the gospel is never is it the gospel is always offensive.
所以，当我们这个福音对于很多来说是让他们觉得很冒犯的。
That's why the gospel can never be seeker friendly.
所以福音本身就不是让你听上去很顺耳的一件事情。
That's why Jesus talks so much about hell.
所以耶稣他的讲道当中讲了很多关于阴间地狱的事情。
Because the gospel is about Jesus rescuing us from death.
因为福音就是关乎耶稣如何拯救我们从死亡当中出来。
Not death in the earth, but death in hell.
不是说只是在地上的一个死亡，而是在阴间永恒的一种刑罚。
Last time when I preached hell in this church, we lost 3 people.
上次我讲到当中提到地狱的时候，有三个人离开了。
Because people do not want to know the truth.
因为很多人他们觉得这个不想知道这个真理。
And that is why over 50% of Christians do not believe in hell.
所以现今的基督徒当中有一半的人，他们竟然不相信有地狱的存在。
Because they say if God is a God of love, then it's incompatible with such a thing.
他们说如果神是爱的话，那么有这种可怕的事情的存在是不可能的。
But they've forgotten that God is not only God of love, but he's also God of righteousness.
他们忘记的是
God who's supreme, sovereign, just, and he is, and he is the creator.
他们忘记的神除了是爱以外，他同时也是公义的。他在他主权和至高当中，他要施行审判，并且他是
And that is why in this generation, our view of God has to be balanced.
所以我们在这个世代，我们对神的认知必须要一个平衡的。
Amen. If a parent just love their children, let them do what they want, even if they sin, even if they commit crime, oh, it's fine.
所以作为父母，如果我们爱我们的孩子，我们就随心所欲，他想干嘛干嘛，尽管他犯错犯法了，我们还不去纠正他。
That's called irresponsibility. That's called corruption.
那么这样的行为是称为不负责任，是一种败坏。
But God is not only love, but He's just.
我们的神不光是爱，他还是公义的神。
And that is why on the cross, justice and love came together.
所以在十字架上，我们看到爱与公义同时存在。
And we call that grace.
我们被 称之为恩典。
And grace is unconditional.
那么这个恩典是无条件的。
Amen.
Amen.
Grace is unjust.
那么讲到恩典呢，就觉得好像不公平呢。
But I'm glad it's unjust.
但是感谢神有这种所谓的不公平哦。
If God demanded justice on my life, I would be gone.
如果神要在我生命上要施行这个公义化，可能我早就不复存在了。
But he decided to make things unjust.
但是他决定在他的怜悯当中，那个事情变得有点不公平。
By saying to me through Christ, I forgive you.
借着耶稣基督来赦免我一切的过犯。
That is enough.
这个就足够了。
To love him for eternity.
以这一点，我们要永恒的爱我们的主。
That's why the gospel is not about a better life.
所以福音不是传一个在地上一个更好的生活。
Yes, God will bless us.
是的，神会祝福我们。
He promised that He will provide for us.
神也应许我们，他会供应我们一切所需。
Because that's the basic, fundamental responsibility of a father.
因为这是作为一个父亲，他最基本的一种责任。
But God's priority in our life is not about this earthly life.
但是神在我们每个人生命当中最主要的目的不是关乎在这个世上。
If it's necessary, if it's necessary for us to go through difficulty, then He will let us go through it.
那么就在今生的生命当中，如果必须要我们经历一些苦难，那么神会允许。
If it's necessary for God to allow a preacher to go through suffering in order to preach the gospel, He will.
如果神一个讲员他必须要经过一些苦难以致他来传真正的福音的话
And that's why the ministry is not about becoming a millionaire or a successful person.
所以作为神的事做神的事工不是说关乎让这个事工成功成为百万富翁。
And somehow the gospel today has been corrupted. It's not a gospel, it's a false gospel.
所以很不幸的是现今很多传讲的福音并不是真正的福音而是一种败坏的福音
The gospel is about God redeeming us from sin giving us an eternal life
真正的福音就是关于神如何来拯救我们赐给我们永生
The gospel is about relationship with Christ
福音是关乎我们与基督的一个关系
It's about becoming part of His family
让我们成为神家的一部分
It's about Him looking after us
是关乎神来看顾我们照顾我们
Now and forever
从今时直到永远
But God's priority is about your future
神的关在意的是我们的将来
And He will not allow anything that is earthly to get in His way
神不会允许在这个世上今生所发生任何事情拦阻我们来影响我们的永生
It's greatIf He can bless our lives in a way we want, in terms of materialism.
如果在今生神会按照我们所需要的我们所想的在物质上祝福我们那么感谢神。
But for whatever reason, if you can't have that, then don't be disappointed with God.
但是如果出于某些原因我们没有得到我们所要求的那也不要因为这一点来指着埋怨神。
Because this is only temporary.
因为我们今生的生活真的只是短暂的
What God wants you to be is wealthy in heaven.
因为神想要我们真正的是在永恒当中是有富有的
But it takes faith to believe that.
但是这个需要我们的信心来相信
It takes faith to say no to something that will stop you from knowing God.
因为我们需要信心来对一些拦阻我们认识神的东西去说不
Amen?
Amen.
If we truly believe that, God, that, our life, that the gospel is real, then we need to live by what the Bible says.
如果我们相信我们领受这个福音是真的话，我们要凭信心来按照圣灵所教导的去行。
And that's why I warn you, I caution you, when you watch the YouTube, when you're listening to all these people, they ask yourself this question, is it a gospel or is it a false gospel?
所以我真的提醒大家在网上特别 YouTube 这些看各样的教导和讲员那些信息的时候一定要去分辨是真福音还是败坏的福音
When I study about the prophets in the Old Testament and New Testament none of them had an easy life
当我在学习在旧约和新约那些先知的生活的时候他们没有一个人有一个很容易的生活
Because often when they say something it's an offensive it's offensive to the person who's listening
因为每当这些先知讲一些神的话语的时候他们都会去冒犯别人别人都不愿意听
Jeremiah was placed in a well and for months and months he was put down there for punishment because the king was not happy in what he said
因为当先知耶利米对那些君王讲了神的话的时候那个君王不受亲啊他就把那个耶利米先知丢在那个枯井里面几个月来惩罚他
And yet today our prophets
但如今的这些先知呢
？Are totally opposite.
他们的境况却大相径庭。
They are not prophets.
那些先知不是真的神的先知。
They are for profit.
他们是为了自己的利益，为了自己的利益来利润哈。
Amen.
Profit.
I'm telling you this right in order to caution you. Whenever you watch YouTube, listening to things online, don't just believe in anything.Read your Bible. And sometimes when I listen, I thought, my goodness. Why do they have millions of hits?
所以我真的提醒大家一定要谨慎要小心在网上听各样的讲道的时候一定要分辨不是别人说什么 就相信哦。
And yet, when you look at some of the best teaching, they only had about 100, 200 views.
很多时候我听到那些有些讲员，我觉得他们在胡说八道。既然有几百万的点赞，但是有些真正好的点，那些讲道的时候，只有几十个、几百人去听。
Because the flesh hates God.
因为我们的肉体本性的去敌对神。
The flesh wants to listen to a different gospel.
因为这个肉体想听一些不同的福音。
So when we are disappointed with God in our lives, and when we are let down by God because of the promises.That the modern teachers teach us.
所以当我们听了一些现今社会的一些讲员所讲的那些所谓的福音关于神的应许，我们被这应许所绊倒所失望的时候，
Don't be tempted to turn away from God.
我们一定不要受到这样的试探来远离神，离开神。
Too many brothers and sisters have stopped walking with Jesus because they're disappointed with God in their lives.
有很多弟兄姊妹，他们因为在基督里面对神失望了，他们选择离开神。
Because they cannot understand why is this happening to me?
因为他们觉得他们不能明白在他们生命当中所发生的这些事情。
The problem is your understanding, my understanding is wrong when we are disappointed with God.
但很多时候，因为你我对神的认知是完全错误的，所以我们会失望。
Our eyes are fixed upon this world. Our eyes are fixed upon this what this earth has to offer.
因为我们的眼目是专注在这个世界和这个世界所能给予我们的。
God's instead, He wants to rescue us from it.
但是相反的，神要拯救我们脱离这个世界和世界上一切的事情。
And so today I want to talk to you about finding your life.
所以今天我跟大家分享的是来寻得你的生命，要得着你的信仰。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 34 to 35 says, Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother,And a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
马太福音的十章三十四到三十五节说：“你们不要以为我来是带给地上和平，我来并不是带来和平，而是刀剑。因为我来是要叫人与父亲对立，女儿与母亲对立，媳妇与婆婆对立。”
And verse 36, and a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves Father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
36节到37节说，人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。爱父母胜过爱我的，不配做我的门徒。爱儿女胜过爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
When we go back to verse 34, Jesus said, I did not come here to bring peace, but to bring a sword.
这里三十四节说，主说我来不是要来给你们带地上带和平，而是带来刀剑。
But in Christmas, did you not hear me preach that Jesus came to bring peace?
大家记得在圣诞节的时候，我的讲到说，耶稣降生是带平安与地上。
And yet, Jesus here talks about, I have not come to bring peace. I've come here to bring a sword, which means division, conflict.
但是这里为什么主说我来并不是带来和平，而是刀剑，就是带来分裂。来征战。
And he said, I set in your household, in your family, one against the other.
他说会让你在你的家庭当中彼此要去对立。
So what does Jesus mean?
主这里到底说什么呢？
Does Jesus want division in our homes?
难道主想在我们家里带来分裂吗？
Obviously not, because his commandment, the fifth commandment said love, he said honor your mother and your father.
因为在主的世界当中说我们要尊敬我们的父母。
Throughout the Bible, it talks about loving the members of your family.
那么在圣经当中也多处教导我们要彼此相爱。
So obviously, he's not talking about dividing your family.
所以这里讲肯定不是说让我们的家庭当中出现分裂。
So when he says, in other translation, he said, you have to hate your family.
那么在另外一个经文当中那个版本上说我们要去恨你的家人。
And if you see the word hate being used in your version, it doesn't mean God wants us to sin against another, to hate somebody.
这里讲说那个恨的字眼并不说我们在好像有犯罪的那种恨意的感觉。
He's basically saying, you have to love me more than your parents, more than your family.
这里其实恨呢，换言之说更胜于什么，就是我们要爱主胜过爱我们的父母，爱主胜过爱我们的儿女。
And because we prioritize God,
因为我们把神放在首位。
Because that's why when God says Jacob I love, Esau I hate,
所以就说雅各我以扫我爱，雅各我更更胜爱，不是恨他，是我胜过爱以扫。
It doesn't mean God hates Esau as in a sinful way. More to do with I love Jacob more than Esau.
所以这里主不是说我恨以扫，就是说那种出于恨意他，而是说我爱雅各，雅各胜过爱以扫。
So God is not saying that we should not love our parents or our family. He said.He's basically saying you should love me more than them.
所以主这里不是教导我们不要爱父母，不要爱我们的家人儿女，而是说我们爱我们的家人，爱主要胜过我们的家人。
And when you love them more than your parents, it brings conflict in the house.
所以当我们在选择上，我们爱主胜过爱我们的家人的时候，可能这样的一个行为会在家中来带来一个冲突。
Amen. That's why.When you become a Christian and your whole family are not Christian at all, when you go back, it will bring conflict.
所以就好像说，如果你是你们家中第一个信主的，你的家人还没有信主，那么你回到家中以后，很自然就会引起一种对立或者一种冲突。
But is it worth it?
那是这样遇到这样的事情值得吗
？Yes.
那肯定是的。
Don't compromise.
一定不要妥协。
When you are a Christian, when you go home, and if your parents threaten to kill you, throw you out, do whatever. Just stand strong and don't compromise. Just don't say anything.
所以，如果你已经信了主，你回到家，你的父母还没有信主，他因为你的信仰说要对你做出很决绝的事情，跟你断绝关系，那你一定要站立得稳，不要妥协。
Because now you are the only hope for your family.
因为你现在是你家里唯一的一个盼望。
Because when you go back to your family, you are a lamp, you are a light.
因为你作为唯一的基督徒，你就成为你家里的那个灯。
And the flesh hates what they see.
那么那个其他的没信主的家人，他们的肉体是很讨厌看到这个基督徒。
You can go home as a Buddhist or any other religion, they'll be saying, that's fine.
如果你成为那个其他的宗教，你信佛了、信道教了什么，你回去肯定不会受到这样的逼迫。
But when you go back as a Christian, for some strange reason, they naturally reject you and hate you for it.
但是如果你是以基督徒的身份回家的话，他们不管是出一些很奇怪的原因，他们就是很讨厌你、针对你。
So when you're a Christian, you go back home. Not only are you a light, you are the sword. God's going to use you to break things.To cut things.
所以你作为基督徒回去，你不光成为你家里的那个灯台哦，你还成为那把剑。神要使用你这把剑来打破、来斩断。
And the enemy will try and do everything to convince you what you have done is a disgrace, and it is dishonoring your parents, and you're not going to survive for very long.
那么仇敌会用各样的方法来恐吓你，让你相信你所做的就是那种大不孝的事情，不尊敬你父母啊，是很不对的事情。
But you are now a light. Jesus is now using you as a sword.
所以记住，你会成为那个光，神会使用你是一把刀剑。
Your family is going to feel uncomfortable because you are a Christian.
你的家人可能会因为你的信仰变得好像不自在。
They're going to start attacking you.
他们可能会开始起来攻击你。
I'm telling you, put your armor on.
那我告诉你要穿戴神所赐给你的全副的军装。
Make sure your sword is sharper.
记得你的那个剑是很锋利的哦。
All you need to do is stand strong.
你需要做的就是站立住。
You see, when I became a Christian at the age of 18, I went back home.
我记得我当时刚刚信主，我还18岁的时候，我回到家。
I only know Jesus for one day, two days maybe.
但是我刚刚信主可能一两天的时间。
I don't know there was a Father or there's a Holy Spirit.
我当时连这个三位一体的神都没有搞清楚。
I didn't know there was Adam and Eve.
我连那个圣经最近讲的那个亚当夏娃、创世纪都没有读过。
Never read the Bible.
也没有读过圣经。
In fact, I spent most of my life hating Christianity.
其实在我信主之前，我大部分的时间我都是很针对基督徒的。
I would be called a de-evangelist.
我是那种绝对拦阻传福音的人。
Amen. Someone who absolutely hates Christianity.
我是那种很憎恨基督教的人。
And so that was okay. Everybody's okay with you if you hate Christianity.
就当时就如果你恨基督徒，你敌对基督教，那也是没问题的。
But the moment you become a Christian, oh no!
但是当我一成为基督徒之后，哇，那个态度迥然不同。
So on my second day as a Christian, I went home and said, "I'm a God. I'm saved."
那当时我成为基督徒第二天回到家以后，我跟我家人说，我得救了。
My mom's reaction is, "CJ, do you mean Jay?"
那我的妈妈听到我说的话，第一句话就说
"Swear at me, you 观音养大你。
说啊，观音把你养大这么样，你这不孝之子啊。
And say friend to throw me out.
然后威胁我要把我踢出家。
She's afraid also that I'm upsetting the idol upstairs.
然后当时她也觉得，我会让我们妈妈拜的偶像呢很难过。
I just said to my mom,
冒犯了偶像。
If you want to throw me out, you throw me out.
我说你要把我踢出去就踢出去呗。
All I can tell you, mom, Jesus is real.
但是我妈妈，我告诉你一件事情哦，耶稣是真的哦。
And your idol upstairs is false.
你楼上拜的那些偶像都是假的。
Can you imagine how angry she became?
你也想
50 years of worship.
你可以想象她听到我跟她说这句话，多么的恼怒。拜了五十年的观音，你居然跟她讲这句话。
Amen. You have to stand strong.
但是我们必须要站立得稳。
Because Jesus is the strong one.
因为耶稣是那刚强有力
的。The devil will have to make way.
仇敌必须要退去。
The devil is afraid of you.
仇敌反而是很恐惧，
在惊的。What can man do to you?
人可以对你做什么呢？
They can hurt you, but they cannot take your soul away.
他们可能在皮肉上伤害一下你，但是他不能拿走你，夺取你的灵魂。
And so that night, all my brothers and sisters, all five of them were there, all four of them were there.
所以那天晚上，我的哥哥姐姐五位都在那边开家庭会议。
They were questioning me.
他们都开始来聚集的质问我。
What kind of cult or religion that I've got myself into?
他问我是不是入了什么邪教啊？你信了什么信仰啊
？And they ask me questions.
然后开始问我各种各样的问题。
I just said I don't know.
我说我不知道，回答不了。
All I know is Jesus is real.
我知道，只知道耶稣是真的。
Jesus is real.
耶稣是真的，活的。
And then the following week, I was able to go back to school.
然后接下来一周呢，我就回学校。
And I remember going into the sixth form.
我记得去到那个高中部
and I stood there and said, Ladies and gentlemen,
然后我在那高中部我就是趾高气扬的站那边大声的宣告
Everybody look, because the upper six now was my lower six, right? They were there, What are you doing, Joshua?
然后当时那天我就很大声的站在那边
I said, Ladies and gentlemen,
然后说先生们女士们
Listen to this,
你们要仔细听呢
I am a Christian,
然后我说我现在是一个基督徒了。
Amen. God can use us as a sword.
神能使用我们成为一把剑。
And everybody thought I became crazy.
然后很多人他们当时看我那个状态觉得我疯了。
And then the RE teacher invited me to be, I was a, you know, my first being the first guest speaker was at school.
当时我第一个客座讲员的机会是在学校里面。
And then the RE teacher invited me to talk to the class.
然后当时我们那个宗教课的老师邀请我在去班上去分享。
Joshua, tell them what happened to you.
然后说啊、哦、，Joshua， 你赶快跟他班长同学讲讲你发生什么了。
I said, I'm a Christian.
然后我就很开心的说啊、哦，我是基督徒了。
And I believe in Jesus.
啊、哦，我相信耶稣。
But I had nothing else to say.
然后除此以外没有什么可以分享的了。
Because I don't know anything else.
因为我真的除了这以外什么都不知道。
I've never read the Bible.
我自己也没读过圣经。
But all I know is Jesus is alive.
我只知道耶稣是活的，他是真的。
I just told this class Jesus is real.
然后我当时就很直接跟他们说
I said,
耶稣是真的。
I said, you all need to believe.
你们所有人都需要信耶稣。
And he said, so what sort of a church do you go to now? I said, I don't know. I haven't been to church yet.
然后他们就说那你现在去哪种教会啊他说我还没有去过教会呢
Because the first time I've been to church was only a few days ago.
然后当时我说我几天前才去的教会
But do you know that's all the gospel is?
其实这就是光就是真正的福音
The gospel is about Jesus.
福音就是关乎基督
And he's the savior.
他是我们的救主
So you don't have to be a theologian.
所以你不需要一个神学家
You don't need to have gone through some Bible class.
你不需要要一定要读些神学的课程。
You just need to tell people, I'm a Christian.
你需要做就是告诉别人，你说我成为我是基督徒了。
Jesus is real.
耶稣是真实存在的。
He is God.
他是神。
And that's all I did.
那就是当时我跟别人说的。
With that, just those words.
就讲了这简单的几句话。
My whole family became Christians.
之后我的全家都信了主。
And this is why this church and other churches all over London exist because of that.
所以现在这个教会和在伦敦其他很多地方的那些教会也是因为这样的原因。
It's amazing, isn't it?
是很奇妙不是吗？
That's how my brothers became Christian, my sisters became Christian, my entire family became Christian, and then we became churches.
所以这就是从这样一个开小小的开始，我的哥哥、我的姐姐、我的父母，然后成为基督徒，然后延伸的教会出来。
And then one day I receive a letter that postman, please get this letter to Joshua.
有一天我收到一个明信片，上面写说：“哦，邮差，请务必把这封信要寄给 Joshua。”
And I don't know how this letter managed to find me.
然后当时我不知道这封信啊。
I don't know. No, it's a letter. I don't know how it managed to find me.
但是我都不知道那封信如何寄到我手上的。
When I opened it, it was somebody in the lower six.
当时我说的那封信是我在读学校里面那个高中部的一个同学。
It's read. I hope this letter gets to you. I want to let you know that the day when you said you are a Christian, something happened to me.
当时那个信上写说，我希望你能收到这封信。我想告诉你的是，在你那天在学校里面说你是基督徒的时候，我就在我的生命当中发生了一些事情。
I knew what you said was real.
他说我当时就知道你说的这句话是真的。
So then I decided to find out.
然后我相信了你说的话，然后我就开始去寻找答案。
And then the bottom of the letter was big capital letter. I'm a Christian too.
然后在他信的结尾用一个大大的字体写说我也是基督徒了。
That is how easy preaching the gospel is.
真的好像看上传福音非常简单是不是
Amen. Leading to people to Christ, take them to church, get someone who know how to, or learn the whatever. But preaching the gospel is Jesus is alive.
所以真的关乎福音真的就是耶稣是活着的神。
And when you start preaching the gospel, never stop preaching the gospel.
所以当我们开始传福音的时候，我们就不要停止。
Because Christianity is a choice.
因为基督教好像这个信仰是一个选择。
When Jesus comes into your life, either you choose to go back to your old life, or you choose to live His life in your life, in your life.
所以因为当你成为基督徒以后你有两个选择要不你就选择回到你救我的那个老我的生命或者就是你舍己然后跟随耶稣过他的生命在今生
And I tell you when you choose to live your life with God it becomes exciting it becomes an adventure
当我们选择在今生过耶稣基督为我们得着这个生命的时候是充满了兴奋是非常充满了惊喜的
I'm nearly retiring. When I look back at my life, I'm thankful that I chose Jesus.
我现在快到退休的年龄，当我回顾我的人生的时候，我非常的庆幸我选择了神，我认识了主。
To witness what God did, how God can use you. To witness how God can do so many miracles, so many things in the earth. It's a privilege.
所以我们能见证神使用我们的生命在我们的生命当中做如此多的神迹奇事改变人的生命是一件如此大的一个荣幸
So verse 38 to 39 he says this And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me Whoever finds his life and will lose it Whoever loses his life for my sake will find it
所以这里马太福音十章三十八节记着说不背自己的十字架跟从我的不配做我的门徒得着性命的要丧失性命为我丧失性命的要得着性命
So here is the choice
所以这就是给我们的选择
To seek after a life that you want or a life that God wants for you
你要去跟随选择你想要过的生命呢还是去选择跟随神所给你的这个生命
For my sake.
为了我的缘故。
In other words, choosing a life that God wants for you. The reason why you are created, the reason why he saved you.
为着我们受召，并且神牺牲他的生命拯救我们，为我们得着的这个生命。
God creates every person with a purpose.
神创造我们每个人都有一个特定的旨意。
None of us will make something, will create something for no purpose.
我们没有一个人会创造一个东西是没有任何目的和意义的。
This pulpit has a purpose.
这个讲台被创造有个目的。
This table has a purpose.
一个桌子被造也是有个目的。
You don't just make a table and say there's no purpose.
你不会说建一个桌子说没有任何的意义和目的。
God made us for a purpose.
所以神创造我们也是有一个目的。
Without him, there is no purpose.
但是这个我们的生命离开了神，就失去了这个目的。
Without the carpenter, the table will ask, "What am I for?"
如果没有这个木匠把它做成，把桌子做成桌子，那么桌子说啊，我是一个木头，我有什么意义呢
？The television will say, will ask you, "What am I for?"
那么电视会说，哦，你造我，我有什么目的呢
？You see, when we have sinned against God, no creation can realize their true purpose.
当我们都犯罪堕落的时候，没有所有的受造之物都不明白他们受造的那个目的。
No professor, no.Philosopher can actually find out the answer. What is the purpose for your life and for my life?
所以当我们不认识神的时候，没有一个教授学者可以告诉你你的受造的目的是什么。
So if we decided to choose a life that we want, we don't know, we won't know that what our purpose is.
所以如果我们要选这个生命是我们不知道这个目的的话，
You see, to most Asian families, their children have only two purposes.
那么对于很多亚洲的家庭的孩子来说，他们的人生只有两个目的。
To be a pharmacist or to be a doctor.
要不成医师，要不成药剂师。
Nowadays, there's a third purpose.
现在可能有第三个目的了。
To be a banker.
就是银行家。
You see, what is our purpose?
我们人生的目的到底是什么呢
？When God saved us, it is the time to ask to allow God to give you your purpose.
所以，当我们认识神的时候，就是时候让我们寻求神，让他来告诉我们我们受造的目的是什么。
And I tell you, the purpose of your life and my life is very simple.
你我的生命，我们受造的目的其实很简单。
The purpose as a Christian.
我们作为基督徒的一个目的
is the same purpose of Christ.
和基督的目的是一样的。
He only has one purpose.
基督活着只有一个目的。
For every single person.
是为了全人类。
The kingdom of God only has one purpose.
神的国度也为着一个目的。
That is to save the world.
神的国度就是要拯救全人类。
So that the rest of my life, the rest of your life, whether you are in a job,Or whatever you're doing, everything you do, you must do it towards the kingdom of God.
所以你我的余生，不管我们做什么，工作也好，家庭也好，我们所做的一切都为着神的国度。
So that you are no longer inward looking, you're looking into the kingdom of God.
所以你不只是在内在的一个寻求，而是可以在神的国度里面有一个寻求。
Everything that you and I do has to be Christ's purpose.
你我所做的每一件事情都必须带有基督的目的
His vision
以基督的意向
Amen Whether you're a doctor Whether you're a business person Whether you are a pastor All has the same purpose
所以不管你在世上你的职位是什么你是医生也好你是生意人也好你是牧师也好都为着一个同一个目的
I'm going to let God use me for his kingdom
我要让神使用我的生命来为着他的国度。
Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, when you set that purpose, he indeed will put you from one job to another job, put you in one country to another country for his purpose.
所以当你有这样立定心志，有这样一个心意的时候，神会使用你来把你从一个工作带到另外工作，从一个国家带去另外国家，为着他的旨意。
So when you and I decide, I will not.Find my life. I will not go back to the old life. I'm going to go forward with my new life with the purpose of Christ.
所以我们要立定这样的心志，说我不要回到我过往的生活，老我的生命。我要寻找的生命是有耶稣基督这个目的的这个生命。
God only has one vision.
神只有一个意向
for all of us.
是给你我的。
We all share the same purpose. We all share the same vision.
我们都是分享同一个目的，同一个意向。
What is that?
这是什么呢？
Go and preach the gospel and make disciples.
就是让我们要出去传福音，使万民做他的门徒。
And he will be with us.
然后他就必与我们同在。
That is our purpose.
这就是你我的目的。
Amen. That's why I don't have purposes like God wants me to be this, God wants me to be that. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, no matter what profession people are in, they're all towards God's purpose.
所以我们不光活在这个世上，我们不光是做怎么样的一个职业、专业也好，但是我们都为着同一个目的。
Because our life on this earth is only temporary.
因为我们在这个世上今生的日子都是短暂的。
And we must use the 80 or 90 years we got for His purpose.
要我们在这神要使用我们在世上活的这80年、90年，为着他的国度的目的。
Because the real life is not this one; it's the one that is waiting.
因为我们真正的性命并不是关乎这今生的日子，而是将要来的那个生命。
God does not want you to put all your 80, 90 years on something that is just soil, something that you cannot take away from you.
因为神不想让你花费在这今生的这80年、90年，专注去劳作一些根本你无法带走的暂时的那些东西。
What's the point of having millions of pounds when you can't save one soul?
那么就是你赚得百万、千万又何用呢？你连一个灵魂都不能拯救。
Amen. Yes, it is important to have money, to have all the things that you need on earth, but they cannot be God's purpose.
所以是的，我们在今世赚钱，我们维持我们的生活，我们满足我们的需求是对的，但是只是专注这些东西还不够，因为这些东西不能满足神的目的。
That cannot be the aim of God. That cannot be the vision of God.
因为这些赚钱、这些物质的东西，并不是神的目的和神国度的目的。
God wants everyone saved.
神的目的要让人得救。
And He involve us in that mission.
然后神让我们也参与到这样的一个使命当中。
We have to wake up.
我们要醒悟过来。
We have to get the world out of our minds.
我们要把这个世界从我们的头脑当中推出去。
The world is telling us, spend all your life in doing things in the earth that you can't take with you.
这个世界教导我们，说服我们去把我们所有的时间精力放在这个世界上的东西，让反而是拿不走的东西。
But God wants us to invest in something that we can take to heaven.
但是神要我们专注投资在我们能够存到永远的事上。
Amen. That's why I always teach my children, do well in life, but never forget God has a purpose for you.
我经常常教导我的孩子，你们是在世上要做得好，但是一定不要忘记神在你们生命当中的目的和旨意。
And they know that purpose.
然后他们也知道这个目的。
Whatever they do, it has to be towards the kingdom of God.
不管他们做什么职业做什么工都好，一定要向着神的国度。
And with that in mind, God will orchestrate their lives. Which job, where, when?
就是因为带着这样的一个使命和目的，神会来在他们生命当中来做工，带领他们的道路。
Because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, the world never owes you anything.
弟兄姊妹，让我们记得，这个世界不欠我们任何东西。
Many people go and get a degree and they want their dream job.
很多人他们读了一些学位以后得到去做了一些自己梦想的工作。
How many get their dream job?
但是有多少人他们能做自己梦想的工作呢？
Why live in disappointment?
为什么我们要活在不断的失望当中呢？
Why not say, if the world doesn't want me, I may as well go towards God.
或者我们是 换一个想法说，如果世界不需要我，我就转身向神呢？
And He will give you a career.
神会给你一个属他国度的一个事业。
That might make you into somebody, a profession, but it's towards His kingdom.
神会赐给你一个事业，让你这个事业能帮助你能转向神的国度。
Amen. It has a purpose.
神有一个目的。
So that when you are 80, 90 years old, or 100 years old, when you're finally in the hospital or at home, and you breathe your last, you say, "Thank you, Jesus."
所以当我们活走完我们在世的日子的时候，我们躺在病床上的时候，我们要呼吸最后一口气，我们说
You might be in a mansion, you might got all the material things in the world, but to you is not the priority, to you is Jesus.
所以不管我们最后是住在哪里，住着大房子也好，豪宅也好，或者有所有的物质上也好，但是要紧的是我们有基督在我们
心中。That's why you can let go of these things because you know they served a purpose.
所以现在你到那个时候，你可以放走所有的事情，你知道这所有东西是为你服务的。
Amen. And the choice is, will you go for a life for His sake? He said, if you do, you will find life.
所以我们有一个选择，我们可以为了得着基督的生命而放弃在这个世上的生命吗？
It will be satisfying.
得着基督的生命是让人很满足的。
And in another portion of scripture, Jesus said this again. He repeats this in chapter 16, Matthew 24-25. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
所以在马太福音的16:24-25有同样的说到，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的要丧失生命，凡为我丧失生命的要得着生命。
But this time, Jesus adds some more words in verse 26. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return?For his soul.
在接下来26节，主又继续说到：“说人若赚得全世界，但赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？”
Now let's go back to verse 25.
让我们回到25节。
Notice I put different colors. Those yellow words there, life.
我用不同的颜色来高光这个字眼，就是生命。
And in verse 26.It's used the word soul.
然后在26节去讲到，它是用另外好像一个魂，不是讲生命，是魂。这个字眼。
But in Chinese, it's still 生命。
对，好像中文的版本都翻译成生命。
And Chinese is actually correct.
其实这个中文的翻译好像更准确。
But it's also incorrect. It's correct that it is the same word, but it's incorrect in terms of what does it mean.
哦，那么其实这英文呢是同。是同不同的字眼，但是中文翻译成又准确又不太准确。
The word life and soul is exactly the same word.
其实这个生命和这个魂其实同一个字。
The better translation is soul.
那么其实更准确的翻译应该是讲到
是 let's go back to verse 25.
我们人的魂。
It should read like this, for whoever would save his soul will lose it.But whoever loses his soul for my sake will find it.
其实25节更准确的来翻译哈，就因为凡要救自己的魂的，就要丧失自己的魂；凡为我丧失魂的，却要得着自己的魂。
So Jesus here is talking about not daily life; he's talking about your spiritual life.
所以主这里不是讲说我们在世的这个日常的生活，而是关乎我们属灵的生命。
In other words, if we choose His way, we are choosing something that our soul really needs.
所以换言之，如果我们选择神的道路，那么我们选的就是我们的魂所真正需要的。
He's not talking about a materialistic world. He's not talking about the life in this world. He's talking about your soul.
他不是在讲论关乎这个物质的世界，这个世上我们看到了这个生命，而是这个魂的生命。
If you choose a life, if you choose your own life, you are basically saying, I'm going to rule my own soul.
所以换言之说，如果我选择我自己的生命的话，那就说我要自己来掌管我的魂。
I will decide what is best for my soul.
我来决定什么是与我的魂有益的。
That speaks of someone who does not want to follow Jesus.
这就是代表说有些人根本不想跟随耶稣的人。
But then if you want to, but if you seek a life after Christ, you are basically saying, I want to put my soul in God's hand. God will be in charge of my soul.
但是对那些说我想要来寻求，切切的寻求基督的生命的时候，就换言之就是说代表说我们把我的魂放在基督的手中，他来全权的掌握。掌管我的魂。
And when you put your soul in God's hand,
当我们把我们的魂放在神的手中的时候，
when you follow God with your soul,
然后用你全 全心全意来跟随他的时候，
You will find your purpose.
你就会能找到你生命的一个目的。
You will find what makes you content.
你会找到让你真正得满足的东西。
Telling you, brothers and sisters, serving the Lord is hard.
告诉你们弟兄姊妹，真的是奉神很困难。
It's hard because the flesh hates it.
侍奉神很难，是因为我们的肉体不喜欢。
Going to church every week, praying every day, reading the Bible, all that.The boring stuff. It's difficult.
每周来教会，每天祷告、读经，做些很看似很无聊的事情，很难，肉体不喜欢。
But if you can overcome that,
但是我们能胜过我们的肉体的时候，
it's wonderful.
你会乐在其中，你会很享受。
Amen. If you can live your life,
如果我们来过
我们 if you can live your life.For God's purpose,
如果你会为了神的目的来过这个生命的时候，
it's you will be happier.
你会真的会更开心。
Because everything that happens, there is a reason, there is a purpose.
因为在你生命中发生的所有的事情都有一个原因，有个目的。
I remember when I was in university, I've already decided what I want to do in my life.
我记得我在大学的时候，我就已经决定我的余生要干嘛了。
And one thing I said to God, I remember in the embankment.
我
sat in the embankment one summer afternoon with my friend who was studying a PhD in Imperial College.
我记得一个夏天的下午，跟我的在同大学的同学，我们坐在 embankment 那个地方河边。我记得我对神说
，I've already want to know what I want to do in my life.
我已经知道我想余生接下来要做什么了。
So we dedicated in prayer before God.
所以呢，我们就在祷告当中告诉神
，Make me into this career. Make me successful in this.
哦，主啊，让我在这个职业上、这个事业上面成功。
And then he said it, and we said, Amen.
然后我说 ，Amen， 我认同。
And then I said, Wait, let me add one more.
然后说，哦，等我再加多一点。
Lord, do not make me a pastor.
然后当时我又加了一句说，神啊，你一定不要让我做牧师。
And then my friend said, Dad, that's very important. He said, Do not make me a pastor as well.
然后我的同学说，哦，你这个加的点很好。然后他也接着说，是的，不要让我也成为牧师。
You see, God answered his prayer, but didn't answer mine.
神呢回答他的祷告，但是神没有回答我的祷告。
Because when you decided, I'm going to follow Jesus.
但是当我们下定心志说我们要跟随耶稣，
you really doesn't have any more choice anymore.
其实你真的没有什么有什么余地，你没有选择的。
God put a ring in your nose.
神在你的鼻子上
like they do with the cows and bulls, right?
就好像在这鼻子牛的鼻子上打了一个打一个圈一样。
And then he pulled you along.
我们就被神牵着鼻子走。
I'm telling you, brothers, what a wonderful venture.
告诉你们会是一个非常令你惊喜的一个探险。
When you walk with God in the kingdom of God, you see things that the world does not see.
所以当然我们顺从神的心意来跟随神来按照他的旨意而活的时候
you,
我们见证的是
you experience joy that the world does not know.
我们见证的是这个世界没有见证的我们体会到这个喜乐是世界没有体会
到的 You experience the power of God that the world doubts about.
那我们经历的神的能力是这个世界所质疑的东西
And it's wonderful.
会是一种非常奇妙的经验经历
A lot of it is difficult.
当然当中也有很多的艰难
But it is worth it.
但是所有这些苦难都是值得的
Amen. So that the day when you look in the ceiling in the hospital
所以当你临终前的那一天的时候躺在病床上望着天花板
And then you see Jesus coming
然后你见到你的主来了
And he said, I've got no regrets. Take me
说主啊我好此生无憾了你
Please don't be the person say,I'm not ready yet. Can you heal me first?
然后你说你不要一定不要说躺在病床上说主啊你看到主来了说主我没有准备好你可不可以先医治我让我多活几年
So you have a decision.
所以我们今天就有这个选择
I have a decision.
我们要做个决定
To choose a life that I want or to choose a life that God wants for you.
我们选择过我们随心所欲过我们的生命呢还是过一个神为我们得着的这个生命
God created me and you.
神创造了你我
Only he knows what you're made for.
只有他知道我们受造的目的。
And when you discover who you really are, you become happy.
当我们发现了神创造我们的目的的时候，会非常的开心。
It's like a fish trying to walk on land.
就像鱼走在陆地上一样。
I said, what? He said, how come these fins are so useless walking on the land?
那个鱼会说为什么我在用这个我的鱼鳍鳞鳍在那边走路这么困难呢？
The bird says, what are these things for?
然后就好像鸟在水中游泳，他说我的翅膀来干嘛的？
When God put you in the water, when the bird is flying in the air, then you suddenly find, hey, this is good.
就像鱼回到水中，鸟回到空中，他们会觉得哇，一切都顺其自然的。
And I remember when I cast out the first demon.
我记得我生命当中第一次赶出鬼的时候。
When I first had the first healing miracle.
当我经历了第一个医治的神迹的时候。
It's joy that money cannot buy.
那我所得到的这种喜乐是金钱不能换来的。
And when you see someone's life being turned around.
当你看到一个人的生命他们得到翻转的时候。
Because you went and told them about Jesus.
当你去因为你跟他们分享了耶稣。
Because you prayed for that person.
你为某人祷告之后。
Or you gave some money to that person.
或者你出于爱心，你捐帮助一个人。不管你做了什么。
But when you do it in Jesus' name.
但是你是奉主的名去做的时候。
It's joy that no one can describe.
你所得到的喜乐是没有任何东西可以夺去的。
So I hope today, the Holy Spirit is nudging our hearts.
我希望今天圣灵会在我们里面做工，来触动我们的心。
Choose life.
让我们一定要选择基督的生命。
With me.
基督为我们所预备的生命。
Father, we pray that none of us, Lord, will lose our lives.
主要我们祷告，我们当中没有一个人会丧失我们的性命。
To lose the life that God has given us.
我们不会丧失基督为我们得着的这个生命。
The purpose that He has given us.
基督所给我们的这个人生的目的。
Help us all, Lord, today, Lord, to find Your purpose.
帮助我们今天每一个人都找到你在你里面的目的。
Father, let our lives make a difference in Your kingdom.
主让我们的生命在你的国度当中有所不同。
To someone else's life.
让我们的生命对于别人的生命而言。
With our time.
用我们的时间。
Our energy.
我们的精力。
Our love.
我们的爱。
Our resources.
我们所拥有的资源。
Use whatever you can, Lord.
主要使用我们所拥有的一切主。
While we're still alive.
当我们还活着的时候。
On this earth, Lord.
在这个地上。
And let it, my life, our lives, Lord God, be a blessing to you and to the people.
让我们的生命在这个地上成为他人并且神国度的一个祝
福。Father, help us not to be just living lives for ourselves.
父啊，帮助我们不要仅仅在这个世上活着而已。
Let our lives be a blessing to our family.
让我们的生命成为我们家人的祝福。
To our church.
成为我们教会的祝
福。To our friends and family.
成为我们的身边的亲朋好友的祝福。
To our neighbors.
成为我们的邻舍的祝福
to our people that we work with,
从那些我们在职场上我们的同事的祝福
and to the people that we do not know yet,
甚至对那些我们还未认识的人的生命
Father, may our lives really count.
主愿我们的生命有价值
I pray that the glory of God may shine through our lives.
主我们祷告愿神你的荣耀借着我们的生命来彰显出来
And Father, let our lives glorify you.
主愿我们的生命来荣耀你
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名
Brothers and sisters, just spend a few moments, just...
弟兄姊妹，让我们花几分钟的时间，让我们能告诉耶稣
，Lord, I choose life.
说告诉主，我选择生命。
The life that you've given me.
我要选择你为我得着的生命。
I want my soul to be in your hands.
主，我想让我的魂是在你的手中。
Let's all stand.
哈利路亚，让我们站立起来。
So glorify Jesus.
让我们来荣耀我们的主。
Jesus, I worship you. Worship on the hand of your lovely name. Thank you.
希望你那么多拥抱给你 Jesus I worship
Such a privilege
父啊这是何等大的荣幸
to be able to serve you
让我们可以来侍奉你
It's such a privilege to be able to work alongside the Lord Jesus Christ
主啊这是何等大的荣幸我们可以与我们的主同工
And in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
并且借着以圣灵的团契
And I just pray, O God, during this week
我们祷告在这周当中
You begin to give all of us, Lord
你可以开始给我们在这里的每一个人
The opportunity to touch someone's life
给我们有机会来触摸到我们身边的人的生命
To do something for you
让我们为你做事
To fulfill a little bit more of the purpose that you have given to our lives
让我们来实现那么一点点你在我们生命当中那个美好的目的
Father, I just pray that everyone here and everyone online
我们祷告我们在现场的弟兄姊妹和在网上的弟兄姊妹
will not look back at their lives
让我们回顾我们人生的时候
and feel that it's been wasted
我们不会觉得我们在虚动光阴
But Father, in your hands
主啊父神在你的手中
we will bear fruit
我们会多结果子
we will reap a harvest
我们会得到一个收成
Because the Holy Spirit is with us
因为圣灵与我们同在
And He is the powerful one
圣灵是那也蛮有能力的
So right now Father
所以父啊此此刻
Shake off all the hindrances in our lives
主啊求你挪去我们生命当中一切的难阻
And give us boldness
给我们有一个刚强
A determination
胆怯的心胆壮壮壮的心
And a determination
还有一个立定的心志
To live our lives for you
让我们来为你而活
In Jesus' name
奉耶稣的名
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐神祝福大家
If you need prayer, come forward.
大家需要祷告给到前面来神祝福大家 Amen.